Hi, and welcome to Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna do our first episode, which is the pilot.
I'm Reese.
I'm Clarissa.
And thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, let's just jump right in.
Yeah.
So, Reese, could you give us like a short summary of the episode?
Yeah, so Rory got accepted into Chilton, which is a private school, and Lorelai does not have enough money for the tuition for Chilton, so she goes to her parents, Emily and Richard, and asks them for money, which Lorelai and her parents don't really have a good relationship, as you can probably tell. And so they give her the money, but under one condition: Friday night dinner weekly at Emily and Richard's house. Rory is then second guessing if she wants to go to Chilton because of a boy, and she doesn't want to tell her mom. And so they get in a big fight, and then they resolve it when Rory figures out that Lorelai asked her parents for money, which is like a really brave thing to do. And that's kind of where we end it.
And then we meet all kinds of different characters, which are
Yes.
my favorite, like Lorelai, Rory, Miss Kim, Suki, Michelle, I guess Dean too, and then Lane.
Yes.
Which are like the main characters so far. And then Luke. Oh my goodness.
Yes, we all see meet Drella and Emily and Richard as well.
All the characters are so much fun, especially Lorelai. I love her so
Yes.
much. Like from the beginning of the episode, you can just like see how like sarcastic she is with her chapstick and like the second she first meets the guys
Yes, and then like her
and
5 cups of coffee with like Luke, she's like, "Yours is better," even though she's already had 5 cups of coffee that morning.
Exactly. About like coffee obsessed she is. It's
Yes.
just so funny.
Yeah, and then I feel like Lorelai and Rory like are really just best friends rather than mother and daughter, you know, 'cause Rory's like so used to like her she knows like her mom's young, she's gonna get hit on by guys who are interested, and I feel like her like being able to say, "Yeah, my mom's gonna get hit on. I'm used to it," is like really like brave, not brave, but like interesting of her, you know, as a daughter.
Yeah, exactly. She's used to it now and she's like whatever. 'Cause they're
Exactly.
not really close to like their father that much. As like you can tell later on the episode when they're talking about over dinner and how much like tension it causes.
Yeah. 100%.
And it also like adds to like Rory's character of how close they are. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. And I feel like deeper into like especially this episode, you kind of feel that as like Lorelai being brave to ask her parents for money is like something she would probably never do other than something for Rory.
Yeah, exactly. It's just how like there's best friends and then it's just how much she wants to do this for her because and as she says, she's like, I want you to have like the best opportunities and like not end up like me.
Yeah, because Lorelai's already been through that. She knows like this is not how you want to do. She did like all the experimenting that no kid ever does, and she's like, "I've experimented with it. You don't want to do it, right?"
Yeah, exactly. And that also, and in this episode, we also find about the backstory of Rory, which is like crazy about how Lorelai becoming pregnant at 16, and then Rory's name.
That's probably my favorite scene of all time. She just like spits this out when she's like to Dean when she first meets him, which is like so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And she's like, oh, yeah, my mom, she just was a little crazy. And she said, oh. What if I name her after myself? I mean, guys do it. Why can't I?
Right, exactly. Yes. And then on like the note of Rory's kind of story and Lorelai's, Christopher and Lorelai never got married.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where all that tension comes in now, especially over dinner. Like, you can understand it now because they were like so against it from what it's sounding like. And Lorelai's like, no. I'm doing good by myself. He's doing great. They're like, there's no need to like reflect on this.
Right, and yeah, even when she said that, you're just like, "We're doing fine separately," and she's like, "I wouldn't be where I am right now if we did get married, you know?" I think that's
Yeah,
like
exactly.
really out there to say, like, I'm doing fine. I don't need anyone else, you know?
Yeah, she's just so independent.
Yes, definitely. And you can kind of feel like her independence throughout the episode and like the decisions she makes, like the things she says, you can really kind of feel that.
Yeah, exactly. And that also like relates to Rory, because Rory like relates so much off of her because of like her comedic side. But
Yes.
Rory, not to hate on her, she is like such a nerd.
She really
And
is.
like, I mean, as she should, but like, I feel like Lorelai definitely pushed her to be like past what she was. And she just wants to go all the way. And she's been encouraged because Lorelai went through the things that she never could.
Right, yeah.
Even with like not having a ton of money, that she's like making her way and doing that.
Yeah. And I also feel that 'cause Lorelai didn't get to graduate high school or go through high school, 'cause she got pregnant at the age of 16, how old Rory is now, and she dropped out, and I feel that Lorelai is kind of living that part of her life that she didn't live. She lived kind of differently than other kids would live it. I feel like she's kind of living it through Rory.
Yeah, exactly. But like, they're just so close, and I love their relationship. And it's just like, you also see it when they start fighting over Dean, which we need to get to
Yes.
because we meet Dean.
Oh boy.
He's quite a character.
Yes, he is. But before we get to Dean, I just want to kind of, you were saying before how Lorelai is so independent. We learn that she runs the Independence Inn. She's the general manager.
Yes, we do meet her. And along with her being a general manager, you meet all her colleagues. Yeah, which brings us to Michelle and Suki. Can't forget Suki. And
No.
then what is the harp player's
Drella.
name? Drella. Okay, I knew that deep down. But
Back there in the brain somewhere.
oh yeah. But Drella's a character.
Yes, she is. I feel she is so funny. Originally, fun fact. Sorry, jumping into fun fact. Originally, the actor who played Drella was originally cast as Suki.
Really?
Yeah. And she
I did
was.
not know that.
Yeah, a little fun fact here, y'all. And so they got on set and she was just like, I can't do this part because I have something else going on. And so the Drella's actor was such good friends with the writer of Gilmore Girls. She was like, I'm gonna write a special part for you. And so they gave Suki's part to Melissa McCarthy. And that's that.
That's crazy.
I
I
know,
did not
right?
know that.
Yeah.
But she is perfect for the part. I love her character.
Exactly, and you can just like feel like she's like just like so confident, and she's like, tell it to the tip jar. Don't just sit here
Yeah,
watching me.
she's so cocky. They're like, "Oh, great place to put a table." And like so sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope she lasts long. I forget how long she lasts, but I love her.
Yes, I love her character. And Michelle, I feel like Drella and Michelle go together so
Yeah, they
well.
definitely go hand in hand.
Yes.
Because Michelle has like his own quirky personality. This crazy British guy who hates to socialize but is forced to.
Yes, I feel like he's also sometimes like the little gray cloud, with all the
Yes.
white clouds.
Yes,
He's
he's
like
like.
the grumpy guy when he like Gilmore Girls is such a happy show with all these happy characters. Michelle kind of brings like the realness to the show. He's just like, I'm done talking to idiots today. And I'm just like, exactly. We all need that.
Yes, but that makes him so iconic because sometimes it's just too happy, and then you have Michelle, but he's such like a sweet guy. Well, kind of.
Yeah,
It depends on the day, but he's
he
so
just
funny.
tells it straight to you. He's just like, I'm
He
done today.
does.
I'm
We
done.
need some of those characters.
Yes. And then her last colleague at the Independence Inn is Suki.
Yes, I love Suki.
Yes, she is my favorite character. I love
Yeah.
Suki so much. She has some pretty funny and iconic scenes in this very first episode. The burning
Yeah.
bangs.
Yes, that's like one of my favorite
Oh
quotes.
my goodness.
Like, so what What smells like it's burning? Or something smells like it's burning. She goes, oh, it's just my bangs. As casual as ever.
Yes. And she was like, is that blood? And she's like, oh, my stitches just came open. It's fine.
Yeah, Lorelai's just like, what is happening? But she's also really not fazed because she knows how like chaotic she is.
Right. Obviously,
Which
you can
like,
kind of tell, like, Suki and Lorelai have known each other for a while.
yeah. And like Suki's chaotic, it like shows through her like artistic side, because like all artists, they have like their own crazy, I know what I'm doing, I'm just gonna go for it kind of
Right.
personality.
Yeah. 100%.
She's just so funny. And her
Yeah.
workers too.
Oh my goodness. The,
Yeah.
even like when Rory gets accepted into Chilton and they're in the kitchen with Suki and Lorelai and Rory, and she like is doing her little Chilton dance, Suki is, and she throws a towel behind her back and it literally catches on fire. And the guy just like puts the lid over top of the fire and he's just like, this happens to me every day. I'm so used to it.
I
He
know.
does,
They
he is
just
like
have to
not
like.
fazed. He's just like, oh my gosh, there's a fire. No, he's just like, okay, there's that.
Yeah, they have like their own routine of just like making sure she doesn't kill herself, because that's
Exactly.
the only reason they're getting paid. Let's be real.
Exactly. Keeping Suki safe is the only reason they were hired.
Yeah, exactly. Those two guys don't know what to expect.
Yes, and the peach sauce.
Yes, that I could easily bathe in.
Oh my gosh, I will make more. That's like so
Yes.
funny. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
Yes.
but back to Rory and being accepted by Chilton. Here's another little fun fact or deep tip into pop culture or whatever, since we're like too young to understand this at first.
Exactly.
But you have the Britney Spears video like reference when
Yes.
it's like, I literally had to look it up
Me
because
too.
I didn't know about it. And I was like, Britney Spears, what do you mean? But I looked it up and it's like her in like this little like private schoolgirl outfit dancing in like this halls.
Right,
So
with her plaid
Rory was pretty
skirt.
spot on.
Yeah, she was actually. It was very, really funny.
Yeah, exactly. She was so spot on, and it just like adds to all their like random. I don't know.
Yes. And then going on from Chilton, we have when we just need to talk about this. We just need to go in kind of deep here. Lorelai asking her parents, which we can already tell like her relationship isn't the best with them, asking them for money.
Yeah. That, and you could like tell when she was talking to Suki that she just did not want to do that. She's like, no, it's not an option.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going there. And then eventually bringing herself to going there and talking to them and trying to convince them.
With the best transition.
Yes, through like the picture frame, I thought that was
Yes.
so cute.
Yes.
And it like showed Lorelai being so like sad as a child in this giant house because she was like an only child.
Yeah. I also think with that transition, you see like her, the child, with just like with just her clothes and her little hat, standing in front of this big, intimidating house. And then you go to now the president of Gilmore Girls, and you see her with a car and coffee and her all grown up. I feel like it kind of shows like the progression of her character and also her in like universe of her like growing and like evolving by
Yeah,
herself.
exactly. Especially her style, because in that style, I can't ever see like Lorelai wearing that, because that's kind of how like Emily wears her clothes, and that's how like that society's meant to like look.
Yeah,
But
like the
Lorelai has
rich.
her own, she has like her own style, and I love it.
Yeah.
Just showing like who she is now and her independence.
Yeah, definitely. And you said Emily, and that made me think. Emily, just when you say Emily, just Emily. Her character, it gets on my nerves.
Oh, she does. She so does.
I understand why Lorelai is just like, I'm not asking them for money. I was like, I want to ask her for money after she's scaring me.
She is scary. She definitely has like a sense of like, I know what I want and you do what I want, which probably like relates to having that hard childhood.
Yeah,
Because
definitely.
Emily probably just wanted to like accept it and be part of the society they got put into.
Yeah. The kind of society that probably Emily and Richard grew up in. And so
Exactly. Yeah.
you kind of have to be in that society if you were born into that family, right? But obviously Lorelai did not want that, and she kind of wanted to pave her own path.
But then you also see Emily being so desperate to still be a part of their lives.
Right.
'Cause I mean, she still is her mother and the grandmother of Rory. And since Lorelai left them, she hasn't like really ever seen Rory.
Right.
Like at all. Like she doesn't know them. She didn't know she got into Chilton or I guess this like college class that she
That
convinces
Lorelai
them
was taking,
that they told
exactly.
about.
Yeah, and she's like, I could have sworn I told you. And she's like, no, really? Okay. And then Richard also, he's also very, that couple, that's like a power couple. It's very
That is a
intimidating.
flower couple. They are
Richard and
scary.
Emily. But even just meeting Richard for the first time and him walking in the room and pours himself a drink, and Lorelai is just like, I just want to ask you guys. And first initial thing that Richard says is, you're here for money. And I feel like just with that, it's like, oh.
Yeah, he seems like really fed up with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just
'Cause
like,
he
okay, you're here
walked
for
in.
money. This is all I'm good for is money, right?
Yeah, exactly. He walked in, he was like, "Oh, is it Christmas already?"
Yeah.
'Cause he was just like he doesn't ever get to see his daughter, and then she only really shows up for money, which Lorelai strictly just never wants to do.
Right.
But when she never sees them, that's the really only thing that it
Right.
could possibly be.
Yeah,
But
100%.
then you, yeah, but then you see them during lunch, not lunch, Friday
Dinner?
night dinners, which
Yeah.
they get invited into, and you just see how sweet he is, and he's just trying to like make Rory feel comfortable, even
Which
though he knows it's so awkward.
I love that part of Richard's character. He can be like really intense and like a very like father, like I have to protect the people in my life that I care about, but also in situations that like you feel awkward in or uncomfortable, he's like also like, I can make you feel very comfortable in this situation. Kind of like what he did with Rory, with the classic newspaper, just like here.
Yes, it's so sweet. And then you just see him sleeping the next scene. But
Oh my
like
gosh. Yes, that reminds me of like every old man in my life. It's just like
oh,
look
it's
over
so
and they're dead
funny.
asleep, and I'm just like, okay, there you go.
Yeah,
So Emily and
exactly.
Richard agree to give them the money, right? But under Emily's one condition, annual Friday night dinner.
Which starts up almost all the episodes now that you will see. But that's
Yeah.
not a spoiler. Never said
No.
that, not
Nope.
happening again.
Nope.
But okay, I guess we have to go back to Dean now.
Yes, let's jump in to Dean. He's a case.
He is a
Okay.
case.
He is a case. Okay. Dean. Hi, Dean. Okay. So our first initial, before we know Dean's name, we see him creepily watching Lane and Rory walk into Stars Hollow High. I mean, what
Yes.
a creeper, Dean. I'm
He is
scared.
a creeper.
I'm scared, Dean.
I know. He's a little goofy. And then when they finally interact, he's just standing there. Like, he's definitely just watching her. And Rory goes, "What do you think you're Ruth Gordon standing like that?" And then I guess that's like the first reference we really get towards movies. Rosemary's Baby, like, you have good taste.
Yeah,
Which personally, I don't know what that movie is, but
me
Rory
neither.
does.
Obviously.
And it just starts up their conversation. And you just see Rory getting so like self-conscious and giddy the entire time, and she just can't speak straight.
Yeah, when they first initially meet, you can already tell she's like, "Oh, I did not mean to say that. You're actually like really cute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out of my mouth." And then she's just like,
Yeah.
"I never talk this much."
Yes, I never talked this much. And
Yeah.
then you find out he's like from Chicago and the Windy City.
Yes.
And then he like tells her, he's like, "Oh yeah, I gotta go, I'm looking for a job." And she's like, "Oh, you should go to Miss Patty." And he's like, "She's a dance teacher." And Dean goes, "Oh, I'm not too good at dance." Something on the lines of that.
Yeah, which I love initially. He's just like, oh, yeah, but I feel like Stars Hollow is so like And especially the people who live in Stars Hollow, that's them. You're just like, oh, she's a dance teacher. It's just like, oh, she also knows all the happenings and everything is happening in Stars Hollow.
Yeah. Well, I'd say with almost every other person in in the town, because it's just a small town. But yes, Miss Patty is a character. I love her.
Yes, Miss Patty, she's so funny. We get a lot of Miss Patty scenes in future episodes. That's not a spoiler, everyone. Sorry,
Not a
that's not a
spoiler.
spoiler. But she is a character in this Gilmore Girls universe, and she is one of the funniest characters
She is.
in the Stars
She's just
Hollow
so
like
silly.
community, right?
Yeah, she's all
Okay,
business.
exactly. Always just in everything. Okay, back to Dean. So Dean Rory s says, "I'm gonna walk you to Miss Patty's with Dean, right?" And they're walking, right? And in the conversations, and she just starts talking about cakes all of a sudden.
Yes, that's like my favorite quote. Do you like round cakes?
Yeah,
And she
and
just repeats it over and over again.
she probably says it like four times. It's so
She
funny.
definitely does.
Yeah, she said like twice, and then Dean goes, "How are you liking Moby Dick?" And then she's just like, "How do you know I'm reading Moby Dick?" And then he's like, "I've been watching you." And I'm just like,
Adding
"Oh
to the
my gosh,
stalkerness.
I know you
Yeah.
watched me walk into my school, and now you're watching me read."
Yeah,
Okay.
first Rory's like freaked out, and then she's like, then she's all giddy about it. She's like, oh, he's watching me.
I know, and I'm just like,
Which is so
that's a
funny.
red flag. No, thank you.
Yeah, like it's sweet, but it's also like a little scary.
Just a little bit. and then after that, she's just like, you know, they have really round cakes there as they walk away, and it's so funny. She's like, gotta get away from the subject of you watching me.
Yes. And she's just trying to make it normal again in her goofy little way.
Yes.
And that's kind of all we see of Dean. Unless, like, her changing her idea on Chilton for a guy.
Yeah, then we kind of get into that as they're at Luke's and she's questioning if she wants to go to Chilton, right?
Oh, we forgot about Luke!
Oh my gosh. No way. Oh
Okay.
my gosh.
Well, we gotta
Let's
talk
just
about Luke.
get that right now. Do it. Luke.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
I love
I
Luke.
love Luke. He is
Yes.
hilarious.
Yeah, he's just like so amazing. Okay, fun fact time about Luke. I feel like I should have a fun fact for each character. But anyway, fun fact about
That's
Luke.
a good idea.
His character, like Luke, his character was originally a woman.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be casted as a woman, which
Yes.
is crazy.
Yeah, and they started filming and they got in the diner and everything was vibing and they were just like, this is too many women on this set. And so they just changed him to a guy.
Yeah, and it would be totally different without him because he brings so much character and like sassiness kind of in
Yes.
his Lukeness ways, as I'm gonna have.
Yeah. He also brings the coffee, which is a very important part of the show. Speaking of coffee, before
Does
we get
bring
any
coffee.
further, coffee count.
Yes. So Reese came up with this genius idea that we
He.
count each time they drink coffee or like get a coffee during the day.
Yes. Yeah. This episode we had.
Eight.
Yes.
That got counted.
Coffee count, we will do that almost every episode because in this show, coffee is a staple in the Gilmore House and the Gilmore Girls universe. So we'll be talking a lot about coffee in the future. But
Yes.
anyway.
So also try to, you can also count yourself and then see if you got the correct number from what we got or if you got a better number.
Yes, because we may be wrong and tell us if we are
We
wrong.
could definitely be wrong. But
100%.
also, another fun fact to that. Did you know that Rory, the character that plays Rory, don't know her actual name, but she hates coffee.
Really?
So her coffee was doctor like was like some kind of Coke or something. And that's what she's been drinking all these seasons because she can't stand coffee.
That sounds like me. I hate coffee so much.
Me too.
I know, I get like a huge hot chocolate and then I put a lid on it and I pretend it's coffee.
Yes, I
It's
am a
like.
creamer kind of person, so I'll drink the coffee, but it needs to have a good bit of creamer with ice.
Yeah, I just can't
I'll
do
take a cold
coffee.
brew.
It's too bitter. I just can't do it.
I don't like the
Ooh.
smell of it either,
Oh, I like.
but
Oh, see, I
don't
like
hate us for
this.
this.
Yeah, I like the smell of coffee. I can't stand the taste, though.
Oof, I do not like the smell of coffee,
Oh, that's so
especially when it's
interesting.
dark.
Oh, yeah. See, okay.
Too
So,
much.
More coffee talk in the future. Let's go back to Luke.
Yes. But you just see, I guess in the first episode, you come over and he's like, please, I need coffee. And you just see like their great friendship, even though he like tries to avoid it. But you can see how like great friends they are.
Yes, you can also kind of feel that like vibe that they're putting off. They're just like real good friends and known each other forever. They eat there pretty often. We can kind of tell in the first episode. And that I just love I enjoy Luke's character so much. He's just like scruffy and lovable, and you're just like first when you initially see Luke, you're just like, I can vibe with this guy. I can get
Yeah,
it. I can do it.
exactly.
Yes.
And then you have when they come back from the dinner, is you have Luke all dressed up, and Lorelai's like, oh, what he turns out after like a shower or something, showing like
Meeting at the bank.
but yes, he's just like showing off like the simple attraction that she has towards him, and it's
Yes.
like, and now like that started my rooting. Like I'm full out rooting for Luke and for them to end up.
Yeah, I feel like they need to.
They're so sweet.
Yes.
So that is my high hopes for the end.
Yes.
And who else? Oh, we have Lane.
Oh my gosh.
You forgot about Lane.
How are we
Lane and
forgetting?
Miss Kim.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Lane and Miss Kim, they are so funny. They're like it's like the classic mother-daughter pair who like don't understand each other but also understand each other all at the same time.
Yeah, because you have Rory, who's like the perfect child and the best friends with her mom. And then you have Lane, who's like the complete rebel.
Yes, she's like, I don't
And
want to
you
listen
have,
to you, Mom.
yeah, and then she, you have her like changing clothes right before school because she's just like this big music nerd.
And I feel like when you walk into Kim's Antiques, which is her mom's antique shop, right? And you can already tell like Lane and Rory have been friends for like forever, and you just like feel that vibe already. And Rory walks into the antique shop and he's like, your mom still doesn't like me. And she's like, it's not, she doesn't like you. She just doesn't like your mom. She doesn't like unmarried women. Rory's just like, oh, you're not married.
And she goes, she's like, well, I'm a soon to be doctor's wife because she's gonna
Yes.
be like forced onto this
Perfect
what is
Korean
it?
doctor.
Yes, perfect Korean doctor because they're going on a hayride, so it's almost marriage,
That is so
according
funny.
to Miss Kim.
Yes, the perfect Korean doctor and his brother, and Lane, on the
Yes,
hayride.
the very, very awkward as you see him pass by at the
So
end.
awkward. Yes.
Oh, and then when you walk into Miss Kim's store, the antique shop, she goes, oh, everything's half off. Just showing her character, because you know not everything's half off. It's just its price, but it makes you feel better about it.
Right, she's like, she is willing to negotiate this half off deal.
Yes. Oh, she's so funny.
Yes. So then we see Lorelai and Rory get in this big fight over a boy, and she doesn't want to go to Chilton anymore, right? And so there's in this big fight, and they're walking home from Luke's, right? And they walk by Miss Patty's, and Miss Patty is just like, I found a job for your boy, and Lorelai's just like, boy. And that's when it kind of clicks in her mind. She's like, oh.
Yeah.
And Rory's just like, thanks, Miss Patty, and just starts like speed walking like they do in the Olympics. Just like, and she's like, you're gonna have to turn into freaking Flojo to get away from me. And it's so funny. Flojo was a track star. I had to look that one up as well. Don't judge me. And it's so funny because Lorelai, this we were talking before, Lorelai has been through all this, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, he better have a motorcycle if you're going to throw away your career and your life for him.
And they get home, and just talking about the music in this show, the first song we hear is There She Goes. It's so good, is when
Oh, it's
Lorelai's
so
walking to
good.
Luke's. But anyway, back just the music here. I love music. I'm a lot like Lane. I love the music and the music trivia and all that. But they walk into the house and they're both angry, and Lorelai rocks out of Rory's room, and they both turn on the same song, like sad, like their morning song, their sad song, their mad song. I don't know which feeling they're feeling right now. But I Try by Macy Gray, and It just tells how like similar they are and how their brains kind of think.
Yeah, exactly. And how like close they are, you know.
Exactly.
'Cause this is the first time like you've really seen them fight. Like
Yeah.
Lorelai even says that she's like, we never fight. Like we don't fight. This isn't a thing we do.
Yeah.
And that's when like Lorelai realizes she has to become the mother. But then they eventually go back
Yeah.
to
Yeah,
Freya.
but before they go back to the best friend kind of vibe, we have Friday night dinner, our very first one. Yeah, so it's really awkward at first, obviously. And probably my favorite scene of Friday night dinner was Lorelai walks in with a cup of coffee, like a to-go cup, and there's a trash can in the foyer or like entry room, right? And she's about to throw it away, and Emily's just like, "In the kitchen, please." And Lorelai just like watches, and she's like, "Okay." And Emily walks away, and she still throws it away in the trash can in the hallway.
Yeah,
It's so
she's
good.
just so funny.
Yes. And then on to dinner, right? Kind of awkward after that.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yes.
Which you just see all the characters come together as like we talked about earlier and just how their separate like relationships are.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we'll see more of that, I'm assuming, in the next episodes because they're coming out, they're coming over every Friday now.
Yo, yeah.
They don't really have
Definitely.
a choice.
Yeah. And I think it's gonna be really interesting. It kind of their relationship, like them four, Emily, Richard, Lorelai, and Rory, their relationship is so close, the four of them, but yet so far.
Because they're family, but not really family, because they're just so
Exactly.
separate.
Exactly. Yes. And then our final closing scene, Rory and Lorelai and Luke's after Friday night dinner, after they've made up, and she leans over to talk to Rory, and she's like, "Now tell me about this boy." And
Yeah, just
that's.
going back to their normal best friend behavior.
Yes. And yeah, you definitely have that best friend. You're just like, "Now tell me about this guy you like." Definitely.
Yeah.
There's
Oh, I forgot
always.
a fact about Luke.
Tell me.
But it was like in the beginning when she's like, no, I need another coffee. And she's like, it's only my sixth today. And she calls him Officer Krumsky, which is actually the officer from the West Side Story, which is
Yes.
another reference to a movie. Sorry,
Yes.
just had to add that in. I'm a movie nerd, so you'll get all the
Yes.
movies from me.
Yes, I love it so much. My favorite. It's so funny. And so we're trying to also end the episode with the character of the episode. So our favorite character who kind of was winning at this episode.
The best shown and our favorite.
Yes.
I don't know. What is your opinion so far? And your reasons?
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm gonna go with Suki because she really her character for the first time is shown so well, and I feel like for the plot of the story and her character, it was just set up so well. You can already tell she is the clumsy kind of like best friend that you've had forever,
Yeah.
and like she's just always there for you no matter what you're going through.
Exactly. She keeps Lorelai on check and helps her to get through it because she has no one else really.
Everyone kind of needs that kind of person in their life. What about
And she
you?
also has, well, one more thing towards Suki. She also
Oh,
has
sorry.
my favorite scene is when she full out like smacks the guy with a frying pan. I died.
Yes. Yes, that was so good.
So Suki is definitely pretty high on my agenda. She,
Yes.
I don't know, she might have also won on my side, but I think, oh my goodness, what's the harpist's name?
Drella.
Drella. I should really know names. This is not good. But Drella's definitely up there because I thought she was hilarious
Yes.
and just her character. And then Lorelai, because I love to see her and her personality the entire time.
Yes. Lorelai is so fun to watch evolve in this story.
She is.
Yes.
But
So,
I agree with you.
yeah, definitely. So, characters of the episode, we have Suki and Lorelai.
And I think Suki's our winner for this episode.
100%. Yes. Thank you for listening to Talking Fast, our pilot episode, and I hope you guys tune in next time for the Lorelai's first day at Chilton.
Yeah, our next episode, which will be coming out soon. Oh,
Yes.
yeah, she's Reese. I'm Clarissa.
Yes. And bye,
And
guys.
yeah, thanks for listening.